I cannot accomplish. You wake up every day. There are many of us that wake up in the morning. As you're coming out, you're expecting something bad to happen. Those are distorted thoughts. And if you're one of those kind of people, in this service, you need to ask God for healing. Because healing is not only when you're physically healed. Healing is also when your mind is distorted. And you can never think thoughts that are good. The Bible says, if there is any virtue in this, think on these things. Think on thoughts that are lovely, thoughts that are pure, praise God, thoughts that are of good report. Don't always be the one that is thinking about the negative report. Don't always be the one that is thinking about the negative news. Don't always be the one that is thinking, well, something bad will happen. Oh, this business does not work. Oh, black people, they don't. Look around you. There are many black people that are prospering. The devil will tell you, oh, they hate black people. But look around. There are many blacks that are surviving and succeeding. Are you getting me? Don't ever allow your thoughts to be distorted. Amen. Always look at the positive side of things. Praise God, somebody. Amen. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. If we can just put that on the screen. Is it possible? Jeremiah 29 verse 11. And I want every one of us. Hold on to that scripture for this year. For the year 2011. Hold on to this word. If you have a dream, then hold on to this word. Praise God. And God is releasing dreams every day. God is releasing dreams every day. Is somebody hearing me? God is releasing dreams every day. He's releasing things. Is somebody listening to me? Amen. Do we have it on the screen? If somebody has it, read it very quickly. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Who is speaking now? God Almighty. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Yes. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, saith the Lord. Is somebody hearing me? I know the thoughts that I have towards you, saith the Lord. Somebody tell your neighbor, God knows the thoughts that he has towards you. He has thoughts of peace towards you. And he wants to bring you to an expected end. Another version says he wants to bring you to a future. A glorious future. He knows the thoughts that he has towards you. Is somebody glad this morning? So why would you have a dream and not push it forward? All things are possible. Anything God puts in your heart is a seed. Is a dream seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To bring you to an expected end. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Open it. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. Praise God. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. Are we there? It says, I can do what? I can do what? I can do what? Not just some things. I want the whole church to read that verse again. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. We hear it every day. Can we read it loud? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's read it again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's read it again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's read it again. I can do all things who strengthens me. Let's read it again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's read it again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Praise God. You can do all things through Christ. All things through Christ. Glory to Jesus. We can do all things through Christ. So where does fear come in now? Nowhere. Where does low self-esteem come in? The reason why you will believe you can't do it is because you want to do it in your power. Praise God. Somebody say, I have a dream. The day you stop dreaming is the day you die. Let me repeat it. The day you stop dreaming is the day you die. Praise God. What did David say? He said, I will not die, but I will do what? Live to do what? Declare the works of God. So when you stop declaring this work, when you stop dreaming and seeing a bright future, you're ready to go. And that's why, I mean, per second, you must have a dream. Every second, you must have something for which you are living for. Something for which you're living for. You know, many times a lot of us want to have all the millions before we do what we want to do. You don't need millions to do what you want to do. You don't need millions of pounds to accomplish what you want to do. You can touch a life, change the world one person at a time. Hallelujah. You can change the world one person at a time. Is somebody with me here this morning? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Very quickly, let me say this. Dreams must be goal oriented. You see, a lot of times, a lot of us have goals. That's what makes the difference. The major difference between achievers and non-achievers is this. Ask everybody, do you have a dream? They will tell you, I have a dream. But what makes the difference between one another, hallelujah, is that one person moves the dream forward because they set goals. Praise God. Because they set goals and they say, by this time I would have registered for that cause. Don't just say, I'm going to train as a nurse. Every day we see you, I'm going to train as a nurse. I'm going to train as a teacher. When are you going to take that step towards training as a teacher? You don't train as a teacher in your house. You don't train as a nurse living in your living room. Praise God. A sister called me sometime last year and said to me that she wanted to take, you know, do some charity work in her country and all that. And I said, that's a very good idea. Very wonderful idea. And since she spoke to me, I'm sure she will be wondering, why did I tell this woman? Because she spoke to me on a Wednesday. I put it in my phone. She didn't notice. Every Wednesday, I send her a text. You told me you were going to do a charity work to your country. Have you taken the first step yet? And I've been sending this to her every Wednesday. Have you taken the first? Yes, you want to do charity work in your country. Have you bought your tickets to travel? Because if you come to me and say, well, I'm taking this and taking that, the first thing I need to know is, have you bought your tickets to go? Because you have to be committed to it, first of all. Is somebody getting me? Yes, you want to take a course. Have you gone to the university to make inquiries? So don't just talk about dreams. Dreams are goal-oriented. Everything you want to do, you must take a step towards it. Yes, you want to start a business. Have you registered it? Not that you register, you start the business and later you find out that business name is not available. Praise God. Oh, it's happened. It happened to me before. Are you listening to me? Praise God. So whatever you want to do this year, let me tell you the truth. The year has started. Today is the 9th of January. By the time you wake up, it's the end of January. And before you know it, is the end of June. This is the time to begin to walk towards that dream. Amen. Dreams are goal oriented. Go with me to Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. Is somebody being blessed this morning? Say it again, I have a dream. Say it again, I have a dream. Say it like you really mean it. You know, you just have to keep talking about this. I have a dream. Praise the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 2. And we will read from verse 2. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2. It says, then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets, so that a runner can carry the correct message to the others. The vision is for a future time. It describes the end and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. I'll read verse 3. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, do what? Wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. God said to Habakkuk, Habakkuk was seeking the face of God. And the Lord said to Habakkuk, what I am going to tell you about what you're asking for, write it down. Praise God. Write it down. How many of us here will say, for the year 2011, I am positive about what God wants me to accomplish? If at this time you are not yet positive, then you need to seek the face of God. All through November, December, we were fasting for 30 days. All we were asking, or most of what we were asking the Lord, is, what am I going to do in the year 2011? What will be my goals? What will be our family goals? What do we want to achieve this year? If you're doing business, what business line am I going to retain? What business line am I going to dump? God, hallelujah. How much will be my savings at the end of the year? Glory to Jesus. Individuals, how much will I save every month? Some of us live day by day. Everything that comes, you eat. Everything that comes, you eat. And so in the rainy day, you have nothing. Decide, even if it's 1 pound you want to keep a day, keep 1 pound. Is somebody listening to me? Praise God. The Lord said to Habakkuk, what I am telling you, write it down. Write down your goals for the year. Write down your 5-year goals for your business, for your life. 5 years time, where do you want to be? You see, the reason why we're in competition with one another is because you don't write down your goals. If you write down your goals, you're not in competition with anybody. You're just working according to what you and God have agreed. And so if somebody else accomplishes something else, it doesn't concern you. Is somebody hearing me? Amen? And the Lord said, even if this vision seems slow, wait for it. Praise God. For the vision is for an appointed time. At the end of the day, the vision will do what? Speak. The vision will come to pass. The dream will come to pass. Praise God. Run with me again quickly to Luke chapter 14. Your goals, your dreams must be goals oriented. Don't just say, I have a dream. Write it down and put set dates. And tell us, by November, I would have accomplished this. By November, I would have finished this training. Praise the Lord, somebody. Are you in Luke chapter 14? Are we all in Luke? I'll wait for everyone to get there. Praise God. Luke chapter 14. Hallelujah. Is somebody being blessed this morning? Is somebody being blessed? Yes. Praise God. Luke chapter 14 from verse 28. This is one of my favorite verses in the scripture. Verse 28 says, but don't begin until you do what? Don't begin until you do what? Don't begin until you count the cost. Somebody say, count the cost. Praise God. Don't start anything. We're talking about your dreams being goal-oriented. fixing time and writing it down and checking the implication. Amen. Checking whether it is possible or not. Amen. Don't begin until you count the costs. For who will begin construction of a business without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at you. They would say there's a person who started the building and couldn't afford to finish it. Or what king would go to war against another king without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 can defeat the 20,000 soldiers marching against him? Praise God. So before you do anything, write it down. Settle down and write it. These are things that we say every day. We hear it every day, but many of us have not brought ourselves to the place of discipline. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Whatever is in your heart, write it down. And say, one day I'm going to accomplish this. Amen. Now, very quickly, what a dream is not. A dream is not a fantasy. A dream is not what you see in our neighbors. And can I just tell you, some of us spend so much time watching television that we don't live in the real world anymore. Praise the Lord. There's a real world outside neighbors. Amen. I don't even know the names of this soap opera, but there's a real world. East Enders. There's a real world out of East Enders. Hallelujah. Amen. So a dream that I'm talking about here is not a fantasy. Something that you just wake up and fantasize about. A dream is a thought that God has put in your heart. And you can only get that when you are somebody that stays in the presence of God. And you're somebody that stays in the word of God and in worship. Two, a dream is not a soulish desire. What your soul wants. Three, a dream is not a flimsy wish. Oh, I wish I could do this. Amen. I just sat the other day and I said, oh, I wish I could be invited to the royal wedding. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes I just have those wishes. Amen. Praise God. So a wish is not,